Neuropathy, nervous system problems that result in tingling, weakness, numbness, or even severe pain, is difficult to diagnose and treat, and part of the problem is that this is a little understood collection of conditions. Our next guest is one of the experts on the subject. Dr. Jeffrey Ralph is assistant professor in the Department of Neurology at the University of California, San Francisco. He's also director of UCSF Neuropathy Center, and he joins us to talk about the Neuropathy Action Foundation. Dr. Ralph, thanks for joining us today. Welcome aboard.
Thank you for having me.
Well, quickly, let's get an explanation of neuropathy in general, and also specifically about one of the most commonly found neuropathy conditions, DPN, diabetic peripheral neuropathy.
Well, neuropathy means a disease of nerves. Nerves are the parts of the nervous system outside the brain and spinal cord. Neuropathy usually presents as numbness, pain, and weakness in the limbs. Many people have not heard of neuropathy, but it's very common. About 10 to 25 million Americans have it. Neuropathies can involve just single nerves. An example of this is carpal tunnel syndrome. But it may affect the nerves in a generalized fashion. We call this polyneuropathy. And there are many different causes of polyneuropathy. One important cause is medical problems, such as diabetes. About half of patients with diabetes develop a polyneuropathy. It usually manifests as pain and numbness in the feet.
What are some of the particular problems that are faced by those who suffer from these various forms of neuropathy?
The patients complain of pain, numbness, and problems with balance, and sometimes weakness. The patients can have various combinations of these symptoms. Many patients, or most patients, have pain. This is called neuropathic pain, and it can be quite disabling. Drugs can be used to treat this pain, but there are also non-pharmacologic approaches as well. The biggest challenge is finding the right drug and the right dose to treat the pain, but not have side effects on the brain, such as sedation. Patients may also have poor balance. They may need a cane to get around. And some patients may have significant weakness. They need ankle braces or wheelchairs.
You've joined us to talk about the Neuropathy Action Foundation, the NAF. How does that help?
Well, the Neuropathy Action Foundation is a patient advocacy organization. A big part of this advocacy is patient education. So patients can learn about neuropathy on the neuropathyactionfoundation.org site. The organization also organizes day-long education events in California and Arizona and hopefully other areas. There are also tools on the website for patients to appeal medical decisions so they can get the care that they need. Another mission is awareness, increasing awareness about neuropathy. And the end result of this is hopefully more funding for neuropathy research.
Well, it's a very complicated and puzzling problem. Thank you very much for joining us and telling us about what help there is for people who suffer from neuropathy.
Thank you.
Dr. Jeffrey Ralph is assistant professor in the Department of Neurology at the University of California, San Francisco. He is director of the UCSF Neuropathy Center, and he joined us by phone from San Francisco. You can find out much more at www.neuropathyaction.org. One more time, we'll give you that, www.neuropathyaction.org.